Hi, everybody. This is Chappelle Billings, and I have the pleasure of interviewing Linnell Everett Esquire and Tierra Steele of Blue Anchor Entertainment, LLC, or affectionately known as Bay. This company was originally born from their desire to bring all things entertainment to the masses. However, the ladies decided early on that they would set Bay apart from the rest of the pack by infusing the company's work with material that was educational, socially aware, and forward-thinking. Blue Anchor Entertainment, LLC, with Tierra and Linnell at the helm, provides writing, editing, publishing, production, and many other creative, technical, and professional services. Its mission, simply put, is to educate, entertain, and positively transform the world via print, small, and big screen and stage. I am so excited to bring to you all Blue Anchor Entertainment. Sometimes we see consultants or companies that are further along in their journeys, and I just wanted to get the beginning, that launch perspective. So stay tuned and enjoy this next episode. Hi, everybody. I have the pleasure of interviewing Linnell Everett Esquire and Tierra Steele of Blue Anchor Entertainment, LLC. How are you today?
We are good.
I am excellent.
All right, good. So just tell us a little bit about yourselves and your journey.
Okay, I'll start. My name is Tierra Steele. I have an amazing 10-year-old daughter. I have worked as a caseworker for the Department of Human Services for almost 6 years now, and I am co-owner and creator for Blue Anchor Entertainment, LLC, along with Neil. And my journey really started when I was a little girl, you know, just writing and making up stories in elementary school and at home just for fun. And back then, it always seemed like it was a far-fetched dream to be a writer, something that I probably would never be able to do. But when I formed my relationship with Linnell in college, the dream actually started to become more of something I can see myself achieving. So, you know, we talked and brainstormed, and eventually we birthed Blue Anchor, which we affectionately call Bay. And I just like a proud mom watching my baby grow. We published our first book, The Journey, A Collection of Poems, last year, which is available for purchase on Amazon.com.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have social media pages. We launched a website this past January, which, you know, features more information about us and Bay. And we also have a blog. And it really, we accomplished more than I thought could ever happen. But I'm just so excited for what's in store for us in the future.
All right. Thanks, Tierra, for sharing. Linnell, tell us a little bit about your journey.
Okay. Well, first, my name is Linnell Everett, Esquire, as you mentioned. And that does, in fact, mean that I am an attorney by day. And like Tierra said, I am co-owner of Blue Anchor Entertainment, LLC, by night. I guess my journey began as far back as I can remember. Like when I first started to read, I knew that I wanted to be a writer. And in fact, in the fourth grade, I almost won the Illinois State Writing Competition for a short story that I wrote. So I placed in the top three. And I almost won, but I wasn't able to go to the final round, so didn't always make it all the way through. But so I've known for a very long time that I wanted to write. And like Sierra said, when we met in college, it just kind of started to blossom and become a reality. Because before that, it was just, you know, this fantasy that, you know, maybe something like this could happen, but I don't know how. And when I met Tierra, we came up with a concrete plan and we put it into action. And it is Blue Anchor Entertainment.
You know, this season on the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, we are talking about pursuing your passion. So what tips can you give? I know this is veering off of the topic talking points a little bit, but what tips can you give for someone who wants to pursue their passion?
I would say to believe in yourself. And I mean, you will get discouraged, but you have to keep pushing. You know, there's no getting away from failure and the urge to give up once we fail, but you have to take that failure and turn it into lessons in regards to how you want to proceed with your next project or things you can do differently with the whole process in general. It's just, you know, life has a way of destroying the plans we think we have, but just never let that stop you from going after what you want. As long as your drive and your desire is there, then keep pursuing your goals and keep pushing for what you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you all embarked on this journey of publishing your first book, and you've never published a book before. So
no.
What tips, as you know, I know it wasn't easy. So if you can provide 5 tips for other aspiring authors to launch their own book projects?
Okay, I guess, like Tierra said, for pursuing your passion, the most important, and we cannot stress this enough, the most important tip is that you have to believe in yourself and you have to believe in your craft. If you don't believe in you, no one else will believe in you. And believing in yourself pushes you to continue, you know, through the obstacles and through the tough times and when nobody's supporting you like you think they should and, you know, when you're lost and all of that. So you have to believe in yourself. And the second tip, research. Research, research, research. Like you said, we had never published a book before. We had never known any publishers or anything like that. We had no idea how to publish a book when we decided that we were going to, in fact, publish a book. And so what we had to do was we had to learn everything that we could learn so we could figure out the process and do it and come out with a project that we were proud of and that really represented ourselves. So it took lots of hours and lots of time, but definitely research and, you know, learn your craft, learn what it is that you're trying to do. So if you want to publish a book, then you have to learn all about the genre of the book that you want to publish. So, for example, if you want to write a novel, then you need to figure out, you know, what types of novels are out there, you know, what readers are into, what other authors are working on, and, you know, make sure that you know what writing a novel entails.
Okay.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of what Linnell said about research, you say you have to research the industry that you want to go into, research different publishers, and research the whole process. Myself, I was blind to the whole process, kind of like Linnell, so doing the research was a real eye-opener. You learn about the different companies, who publishes what genre is more popular than others. And right now, we have all of this information at our fingertips, research, and really, you don't even need to leave the comfort of your home to do research now.
So how did you decide the path of publishing that you were going to take?
Well, easy. We knew from the very beginning that we wanted to have complete and total control over everything that we did. Hmm. We didn't want anyone else to, you know, alter or change or modify anything that we did and still have our name on it. And when you go through a traditional publisher, that can happen because the more traditional publishing companies want work that works for them. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily have to go along with what works for you. And so when you have those, you know, if you have creative differences, then the publisher wins because, you know, the publisher is the one with the money, the power, the resources, you know, and all of that. And so Tierra and I were very clear with each other and very much on the same page from the very beginning that we wanted to have complete control. And so in having complete control over everything that we did, that meant that we also had to have complete responsibility and take on complete liability. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like when we worked on the journey and when we put the journey out there, we had to do all of the work ourselves, just the two of us. And once it was out there, if the, you know, if there was a typo, if, you know, the poems weren't good, if the cover was wrong, or, you know, if there was anything amiss with the book, it was on us. Mm-hmm. You know, we couldn't look to anyone else. We had to take that risk ourselves. And that goes for everything else that we're moving forward with. But we happily take on those risks and that those liabilities for the sake of having control. Because when you read the journey and you read the poems that we wrote, they are who we are. Mm-hmm. They represent us wholly and completely. And that's exactly what we wanted.
So you are essentially self-published. Which platform are you able to do that on?
The easiest platform was Amazon Self-Publishing, KDP. It's a really user-friendly app, essentially. You can go to the Amazon website and download it, and it does just about everything for you. Mm. You'll have to make decisions, you know, choosing the fonts and, you know, the style and the cover and, you know, all of that stuff, but it makes it easy, you know, easier to put it all together.
Authors.
I would say right. I can't tell you how many people I've come across that say, oh, I should write a book. Oh, I've been wanting to write a book for years. Do it. Start writing. Even if you stop, come back to it. You will never have a book to publish if you don't write it. You wouldn't believe how many people struggle with just putting the pen to paper or fingers to the keyboard. I was one of those people. I felt like I had all these ideas in my head, all of these stories to tell, but I struggle with I'm not up or who's gonna read it or finding the time. You know, you have to make the time. If you're passionate about it or if you're serious about it, you will find the time. If we find time to scroll social media for hours, we can find the time to make to work with the crowd, whether it's 2 minutes or an hour. I would just start writing.
Yes. And along with that, like just to elaborate a little bit more, you definitely have to make time for your craft. Like Tierra mentioned earlier, she has a day job. I have a day job. And so, you know, we get up, we go to work and we do our thing at work. And then we come home and, you know, we're tired and we don't feel like doing anything. And we just want to relax. And we still have all kinds of other things that need to be done. Like Tierra has a daughter. So she has to, you know, do all the motherly things. And, you know, and it's really difficult to find the time to, you know, put into Blue Anchor Entertainment, but we make ourselves do it because ultimately it's what we're passionate about and it's what we want to do. So sometimes, you know, we only get to write, you know, maybe a character name on a note card, or we only get to write a sentence or an idea, or we only get to text each other and say, hey, I was thinking, you know, we could do this with Bae. And that's all we get to do for that day. But the point is, we make sure that we do something every day that moves Bae forward. And if you, especially if you want to be a writer, like you said, it seems, you know, pretty obvious and it seems simple, but you really have to just do it. There, you know, there really is no other way around it. You have to find the time and you have to just sit down and write.
Now, do you need any fancy tools to do that? Should people get, because when people are launching their projects, I always tell them, don't get stuck in the tech. Just keep it simple, make an outline. What do you all use any strategies or tools to write your book?
No.
We personally, I don't.
Well, how did this is a collaborative effort. How did you all collaborate on this project? What did that look like?
It was as basic as it could be because, you know, like we said, we didn't know what we were doing initially. Mm-hmm. And so how it started is when we decided that we were going to have an entertainment company, we said, okay, we need to put, you know, a project out. What can we do? Okay, we can do a book of poems, and this is what the poems will be about. And so then we just started writing the poems. Tiara would write her poems, you know, in her time, and then I would write mine in my time. And then we would either email them to each other, or we have iCloud. And mm-hmm. so we would upload something to the cloud and work on it that way. And she would critique my poems, I critique hers. And once we had a poem, we said, okay, boom, that's it. Let's move on to the next thing. And when it came time to put all of the poems together into the book, I just took all the poems that we wrote and said, okay, this is how I want them to lay out. And I sent them to her. She said, yes. And then we, you know, we published it.
What did you use to lay it out? What did you use to lay it out?
The KDP was helpful, but in deciding how to organize the poems within the book, I printed out each poem and I read through them based on because we had a theme, you know, obviously for the book of poems. Mm-hmm. And based on the theme that we had, I said, okay, this poem, you know, goes with this theme. It works better here. So I'll put this one first and then this one. And basically just in my room on the floor, I had each poem laid out and then I just arranged them in the order that I wanted them in. And then when I went to, when I had everything organized and I went to the software and I just typed them up exactly like that.
And adding on to what Linnell was saying, with the collaborative process, we had to figure out from the beginning what we wanted to say. Like we knew that we wanted to first start off with a book of poems, but what type of poems? What feel are we going for? What do we want our message to be to the world? So we had to figure out our voice. And I think that's another important tip for authors and future authors. You have to figure out what you want to say. What do you want your message to be?
Right. How did you all figure that out?
I think we both have gone through life. And at the time, it could have been different for me and her, but for me personally, I wanted to talk about things that I had gone through and just the way that I felt. But it was pretty basic for me.
Okay.
Well, I think, because I'm always more complicated than she is. For me, it was, you know, how I felt and the things that I was going through. But it was also about speaking to who we intended our audience to be. Like Tiara and I are, well, I guess now we're probably considered middle-aged. But okay, well, I'm probably middle-aged.
Are you with me with Generation X?
I don't even know what that is.
Yes, I think we're both Generation X, okay. I think. Yeah. But either way, we're semi-young, I'll say, Black women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tierra has a 10-year-old daughter. And I have, you know, an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old nephew. And so our entire purpose with Blue Anchor Entertainment and everything that we do is to encourage and uplift the children who look like us, mm-hmm. you know, not just the children in our families, but, you know, other Black children. Because as, you know, when we were in school, we didn't always get the support from our teachers and our counselors and our principals that, you know, we probably should have gotten. Now, of course, we did have those teachers that, you know, did encourage us and believed in us and saw the light in us, but there were a lot who didn't. And so we want to kind of, with Blue Anchor Entertainment, we want to be there when, you know, someone else fails these children. We want to be there to help pick up the slack and to say that regardless of what it is that you're seeing in the media or what you're seeing in your neighborhood or whatever, forget all the negativity. If no one else believes in you, Tierra and I believe in you. So we wanted, you know, our first project to be representative of that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we wanted to, or at least I wanted to show our struggle and to say, you know, we didn't just, you know, wake up one day and say, yay, we feel good. You know, we're great. Everything is perfect. You know, we struggle. Like, to be very candid, you know, I struggled with suicidal thoughts. And so that's something that I addressed in one of the poems that I wrote, because I know that there are a lot of other people who struggle with that same thing. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that the work that we're putting out there, you know, says, yeah, it's difficult. And yeah, you may be going through these things, but there truly is light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, if you keep walking, there is someone who will meet you with a flashlight and help you, you know, make it through. Mm-hmm. And Tierra and I are two of those people.
Well said. Well said.
Absolutely. I've just posted something on Facebook that said, there is power in your testimony. And I remember going to, you know, this is way back in the day, going to church with either grandmothers. And there was a testimony part in church. I don't know if you all were familiar with that, where everybody, you know, if you were moved to, you can get up and tell, you know, the goodness that God has brought to you. Mm-hmm. And I think about that now as a Gen Xer, and the we have some experiences now. We are middle aged, and not being afraid to share those stories, because you don't know who you are going to be, who is going to be blessed by those stories. So
exactly,
yeah, it takes courage. So I commend you both for having the courage to tell your stories.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So what's next? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say one thing that may, because if you get our book, and we hope that, you know, everyone listening does get the book, The Journey, a collection of poems available on Amazon.com. But if you get the book, you can tell that every poem that we wrote is very personal. Mm. It's very, you know, close to home for Tierra and I.
Yes.
And the courage to share our stories came from each other. You know, I can say alone, I would not have written and published the poems that I wrote. But, you know, because Tierra's stories offered me strength and, you know, the ability to say, okay, you know, like, this is really personal, but, you know, we really need to put this out here. And, you know, like, when I was sending her a poem that I wrote, she was like, oh my God, that is so good. Like, you know, yeah. And so it made me feel like, okay, if she can feel what I'm saying, she can hear what I'm saying and understand where I'm coming from, then I know at least one other person will and, you know, may be uplifted by what I have to say, and the same for her. I think her poems are extremely positive and extremely helpful, and, you know, I read them and I'm very impressed. My girl is dope. That's all I gotta say.
But I completely agree, you know, because putting yourself out there can be a very scary thing. You're opening yourself up, you're being vulnerable to people judging you or saying negative things about you. But at the same time, like you both said, you never know how your story can affect someone else in a positive manner.
Absolutely.
It's worth it.
So what's next for Blue Anchor Entertainment?
Everything.
More concretely, we are now working on a collection of short stories. We do blog frequently, not as frequently as we would like to, but we're going to start back. We blog on our website, but like she said, everything. We really want to ultimately be a resource for other artists and creatives to feel comfortable with putting their work out there and being themselves 100%. We want to help people. We want to uplift. We want to be a guide and a resource for other artists who have no place else to go.
So exactly. If other artists were looking to get in contact with you, how would they do so?
The best way would be through our website. And I don't know if I should give the link for the website or how it's going to be. Okay. So it would be Blue Anchor, and that's Blue, BLUANCHOR .wixsite.com/Blue Anchor. Everything about us is available at the website, all of our social media handles, all of our personal social media sites are there. Our email address and our mailing address are all available on the website. So you can go there and you can send us a dove, as we say in Zeta Land, and, you know, get in contact with us that way.
Okay, and I will also put all of that information in the show notes so you'll have absolutely everything that you need. You know, speaking of give you a dove, I was going to ask you, where did the name Blue Anchor Entertainment come from?
Linnea, you want to take this one?
Sure, okay. Well, simply put, Tierra and I originally met at Eastern Illinois University when we answered the call to the Royal Blue and Pure Whites of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated in 2002. And our line names, on our ship, ZSS Evolution, I am number 9, and my line name is Zania Blue, and Tierra is our anchor, and number 11, and her line name was Anchor of Verzier, and so we combined our line names, and that's how we get Blue Anchor.
All right. All right. Shout out to Omicron Delta.
Okay.
Okay, so is there anything that you would like for our listeners to take away before we go?
I would just like to say, don't give up. Life happens to all of us. Failure happens to all of us. But whatever you want to do, just keep pushing until you get there. You know, for most of us, there is no straight path to success. It's full of twists, turns, bumps, bruises, wins, and losses. But you have to keep working and striving for what you want. You know, self-doubt will start to creep in. What if, what if, what if? And you won't receive the support you think you should be getting, especially from those people who you thought would be the most supportive on your journey.
Absolutely, girl.
Just don't let that deter you from the plan you have for your life. God put that dream in your heart for a reason, and don't let people who didn't put it there take it away.
There you go. Now, I just want to say that because of your audience of education professionals, Just a little story really quick. From the first through the seventh grade, I was in trouble in school all of the time. We had corporal punishment back then, and I was very familiar with that rubber paddle. I spent a lot of time in the principal's office. In fact, I was in the principal's office so much I had an assigned seat. I almost failed the seventh grade because I was a troublemaking child. Now, however, I have two bachelor's degrees, one in English, one in psychology. I have a Juris Doctor. I have an LLM. I am licensed to practice law in both Illinois and Florida. I own my own law firm. And of course, I am the co-owner of Blue Anchor Entertainment, LLC. Now, I have said all of that not just to brag, but just to say to the education professionals who are listening, you may have troublemaking children in your classes or that you come into contact with, but don't give up on them. Please don't give up on them. If you hear anything from this interview today, if you take away anything, when you look at the children that you come into contact with, when you look at the students you come into contact with, see me, see Tierra, see the potential that they have and encourage them and support them. Because you never know the child that you are interacting with and what they can accomplish. So no matter what they may be doing, no matter what their circumstances are, view them with all the potential that you see Tierra and I have today.
Amen.
And on that note, everybody, until next time, I'll talk to you later.